Chapter 5, Motion, Forces, and Simple Machines. Section 3, Work in Simple Machines. Well, you'll learn. You'll learn how to define work. You'll also learn the different types of simple machines, and you'll learn how machines make work easier. You do not have to do the create a quiz or the compare and contrast. Before you read, did you do work today? Write your own definition of work on the lines below. Read to learn. Work. You may think of work as doing chores or even doing your homework. However, in science, there's a certain definition for work. In science, work is done when a force causes an object to move in the same direction as the force that is applied. Some of you, what you may think of as work does not include applying a force. Why doesn't effort always equal work? If you push against a wall, do you do work? Two things must happen for work to be done. First, a force must be applied to an object. Second, the object must move in the same direction as the force that is applied. If the wall does not move, no work is done. You do work when you pick a box up from the floor. What happens if you walk forward with the box? Your arms still apply an upward force to the box, but the box does not move up, it moves forward. The motion of the box is not the same as the direction of the force applied by your arms. No work is being done by your arms. Page 83, calculating work. The amount of work done depends on the amount of force applied and the distance. Does it take more work to lift a shoe or a stack of books 1 meter in the air? The distance is the same, but it takes more force to move the stack of the books. So more work is done lifting the books, you can calculate work with the following equation. Work in joules equals force in newtons times distance in meters. Therefore, W equals F times D. Work is measured in joules. 1 joule is about the amount of work it takes to lift a baseball from the ground to your waist. What is a machine? How many machines have you used today? A machine is a device that makes work easier. A hand can opener is a machine. It changes a small force applied by your hand into a larger force that makes it easier to open a can. A simple machine is a machine that uses only one movement. A screwdriver is a simple machine. The pulley, lever, wheel and axle, inclined plane, wedge, and screw are all simple machines. A compound machine is a combination of simple machines. The hand can opener is a compound machine. Machines make work easier in two ways. They can change the size of the force you apply. They also can change the direction of the force. What is mechanical advantage? Some machines can increase the force you apply. The mechanical advantage, MA, of a machine is the number of times the applied force is increased by the machine. The force you apply to a machine is the input force, F with a little I. On a can opener, the input force is the force you apply when turning the handles. The can opener changes your input force to the force pushing the blade into the metal can. The force applied by a machine is the output force, capital F with a little O. The mechanical advantage of a machine is the ratio of the output force to the input force. And there you see the ratio there. Mechanical advantage equals the force out in newtons divided by the force in newtons. So MA, mechanical advantage, equals force output divided by the force input. Number one, to think it over on page 83 in the right column. Number one, compare and contrast. What is the difference between a simple machine and a compound machine? Number two, reading check. Explain. Is mechanical advantage the number of times the applied force by a machine is increased or decreased? Page 84. What is an ideal machine? In a simple machine, the input force and the output force do work. An ideal machine is one in which there is no friction. The work done by the input force is equal to the work done by the output force in an ideal machine. How do machines increase force? Simple machines can change a small input force into a large output force. How is this possible? Work equals force times distance. W equals F times D. Look at the equation. If a machine increases force, but work stays the same, then the distance over which the force was applied must change. So how does a machine change distance? Think of a can opener. When you apply force to the handles, they might move 1 centimeter. But when the blade punches through the metal, it might move only 1 or 2 millimeters. The distance decreases, so the force increases. The amount of work done stays the same. In real machines, friction always happens when parts move. Friction changes some input work to heat. So for a real machine, work out is always less than work in. The pulley. When you raise a window blind, you use a pulley. A pulley is an object like a wheel that has a groove with a rope or cable running through it. It changes the direction of the input force. Look at the first figure below. The pulley does not change the size of the input force, so its mechanical advantage is 1. With more than one pulley, mechanical advantage increases. The pulley system in the second figure has a mechanical advantage of 2. Each supporting rope holds half of the weight, so the input force needed to lift the block is half as large as with one pulley. Page 84, in the left column, the reading check. Number 3, recognize cause and effect. When a machine increases force, what must change? And I'm not going to have you do the foldable, but go to number 4, picture this, explain. Why is the force needed to lift the box only 50 newtons when 2 pulleys are used? Page 85, the lever. The lever might be the first simple machine invented by humans. A lever is a rod or plank that pivots about a fixed point. The pivot point is called the fulcrum. Levers increase force or increase the distance over which a force is applied. There are 3 types or classes of levers. The 3 classes are shown in the figure below. And there you see the first class lever, the second class lever, and the third class lever. In a first class lever, the fulcrum is between the input force and the output force. A first class lever is usually used to increase force. Using a screwdriver to pry open a lid of a paint can is an example of a first class lever. Second class. In a second class lever, the output force is between the input force and the fulcrum. The output force is always greater than the input force. A wheelbarrow is an example of a second class lever. Third class. In the third class levers, the input force is between the output force and the fulcrum. Third class levers increase the distance over which the input force is applied. A hockey stick is a third class lever. What is a wheel and axle? Try turning a doorknob by holding the narrow base of the knob. It is much easier to turn the larger knob. A doorknob is a wheel and axle. A wheel and axle is made of 2 round objects that are attached and rotate together around the same axis or point. The larger object is the wheel. The smaller object is the axle. To find the mechanical advantage of a wheel and axle, divide the radius of the wheel by the radius of the axle. In the right column, page 85, picture this. Number 5, identify. In what type of lever is the fulcrum between the input and output forces? Think it over. Apply. Number 6, what is another example of a wheel and axle? Page 86, the inclined plane. A ramp or inclined plane is a sloped surface. Inclined planes decrease the input force needed by increasing the distance. Imagine lifting a couch into a truck. It is easier if you use a ramp. It takes less force to push a couch up a ramp than to lift it. Either way, the work needed to move the couch is the same. The mechanical advantage of an inclined plane is the length of the inclined plane divided by the height of the inclined plane. The longer the ramp, the less force it takes to move the object. How are wedges and screws related to inclined planes? A wedge is a moving inclined plane with 1 or 2 with one or two sloping sides. A basic wedge is shown in the first figure below. Your front teeth are wedges. A wedge changes the direction of an input force. When you bite an apple, the downward input force is changed by your teeth to a sideways force that splits the apple. Axes and knives are also wedges. A screw is an inclined plane wrapped around a post, as shown in the second figure below. The inclined plane forms the screw threads. A screw changes the direction of the force you apply. It also increases the distance over which the force is applied. The turning input force is changed to a pulling output force that pulls the screw into the material. Friction between the thread and the material holds the screw in place. Page 86 in the left column. Reading check, number 7, summarize. How do inclined planes decrease the input force needed? Number 8, picture this. Highlight. In the figure showing a screw, use a highlighter to trace the inclined plane wrapping around the post. Page 87, after you read. Mini glossary. Compound machine is a combination of simple machines. Inclined plane, a slope surface sometimes called a ramp. Lever, a rod or plank that pivots about a fixed point. The pivot point is called the fulcrum. Mechanical advantage of a machine, the number of times the applied force is increased. Pulley, an object like a wheel that has a groove with a rope or cable running through it. Simple machine, a machine that uses only one movement. Work is done when a force causes an object to move in the same direction as the force that is applied. Number 1. Review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Give an example of a simple machine and how you would use it. Number 2. Match the examples with the correct simple machine. Write each simple machine on the line by the example it matches. Use each simple machine only once. And that goes on to page 88. Number 3. How would touching or using some of the simple machines that you read about in this lesson help you learn more about them? That is the end of section 3, Work in Simple Machines.